You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
I am so excited to dive into today's topic. Literally, dive ocean surfing. This is a doll that I have zero knowledge about that you owned. So let's talk about Kaylee.
Yes. Lindsay, you've come to the right place if you want to know about Kaylee. So this is also, I guess, what you could consider part two of our Girl of the Year series, because Kaylee is the second ever Girl of the Year. And kind of weirdly came out, I believe, 2 years after Lindsay. So they had Lindsay for quite a while before introducing Kaylee. And then I think from Kaylee on, they were pretty consistent about introducing new Girls of the Year every year. But just to set the stage for our listeners, Kaylee was the final American Girl doll that I obtained. I had kind of been phasing out of American Girl because this was 2003. So I had just turned 10, I think, when I got her, which is not too old for American Girl, but I would say it's like kind of, I would say 8, 9 are kind of like the prime ages.
Yeah, so especially since you got your first doll so young.
Yes, I got my first doll when I was about 5. So this definitely felt like it was quite a ways into my American Girl trajectory. So I must have seen Kaylee, I think, in a catalog and become aware of her first that way, but I actually acquired her at the American Girl store in New York, and that came about by a very, what I remember to be like very just like natural serendipitous trip that just happened to occur on opening day. I don't think that my parents deliberately took me there on opening day. I think we were in New York visiting my aunt that lives there, and we just happened to be walking around that area and went to the American Girl store that had just opened, and it was summer, so Kaylee must have just come out, I would think, recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I was maybe especially captivated by her in the store because I was able to see her in real life, and I don't remember a ton about that trip, but I know that they had like a whole setup of her among every other American Girl thing that you could imagine in the store, right. But they had a whole setup for her and were really like pushing the Kaylee agenda at that moment.
Did you feel like you were like swept up in a Kaylee frenzy? Like when you saw her, were you like, I need to have her? Or was it just like, Laura, do you want this doll? And you were more like a reluctant yes.
I think that a little bit of both. So I think that if I had not been in the American Girl store, I don't know that I would have gotten another American Girl for my birthday. But we were in the store. My aunt, growing up, always super generous with me when it came to American Girl. She got me my Josefina doll. She got me Kaylee that day. So I kind of knew, I think, that like by going to the store that like I was maybe going to get a birthday present there. And so I think it was more of like just the time and place that I ended up with her. Because even though I did have a Girl of Today and I really enjoyed the modern outfits and dressing her up in those, I will say like I think overall, I was still pretty drawn to the historic dolls. Mm-hmm. So it kind of feels a little bit out of character for me to have picked this. But yeah. I also was kind of obsessed with being blonde at this point in my life, too. And I think that appealed to me as well.
Yeah, totally fair. When you were at the store, though, like, do you remember like looking at the historic girls thinking that you were potentially going to get another historic character, or were you just like, Kaylee is new and we're more drawn to her because of that?
It's kind of insane that I don't really remember this trip much at all. Because I remember other things from this time period, but this, for some reason, does not stand out to me with like any strong, detailed memories. But I think that part of what was going on, and maybe the reason why I don't remember much, is that I don't know that we spent a lot of time in the store because it was opening day of the store. So it was packed, and it was so packed that like my dad and my grandfather were with us, and they were like, we're not going in, like we'll just like wait. And then like my mom and my aunt and I went in, and I think that perhaps the pressure of time was also on me. And so I don't even remember like looking at the historic dolls, to be honest. I feel like we maybe didn't even go that deep into the store.
Wow. I mean, being there on opening day must have been madness.
It was madness. And I'm hoping that maybe my mom will remember some things about it, but it's not like we were having a day at the American Girl store where we like went to the cafe and like did a bunch of other things while we were there. It was truly like we happened to be walking by. It was opening day. It was also like my birthday. So we popped in, and like I think that sort of created like an element of chaos where I was just like, I'll get this thing.
Wow, I mean that's pretty like amazing that you were there on that day though, and now you have an American Girl podcast.
I
That seems
know.
significant.
No, totally. And I will say, like, if I'm trying to put myself back into the headspace that I would have been in at 10, I also think like there must have been a little bit more than just like time and place drawing me to this doll, because this would have been like very much in my Mary-Kate and Ashley era of like loving them, and she's blonde like them. I also think that for me, like I like to have having variation with my American girls, and I had like one brunette, two with black hair, one with like strawberry blonde hair, and so I think I also liked the idea of maybe of having a blonde because I didn't really have one prior, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. You gotta round out that collection.
Exactly.
Did you read Kaylee's book?
I did read Kaylee's book. I don't really remember exactly what it was about. I think that it maybe had something to do with the environment. I feel like perhaps there was like an environmental element of it.
Interesting.
And I don't even remember like where she grows up. But I mean,
She's,
presumably by the ocean.
yeah, like she seems like a California girl, judging by her surfboard and je ne sais quoi. It seems like a
Yes.
Cali. Do people say Cali?
I think
A
in the context
Cali
that we're talking about, it's
girl.
very Cali. Cali is appropriate.
Cali girl. I know that feels like a phrase that I like only read about like in teen magazines in the early 2000s.
Agreed. Yeah, this is very apropos to her time period. But shall we get into Kaylee's whole vibe?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Kaylee, if we go to her beat outfit, is wearing an outfit that, again, I think if we think about 2003, like unlike a lot of current American Girl, like Girl of the Years, and very similar to Lindsay and how I feel about her, is that this is very accurate to what young girls like wanted to wear during this time.
Definitely. I had a very similar, it wasn't a dress, but it was a skirt from Forever 21 from like the early 2000s, which I was probably like 14 and shopping there. And it reminds me so much of this dress. And this dress is kind of reminiscent of a nightgown too. So it definitely like appeals to me in that way.
Yeah, it's definitely giving like summer sundress. I also love, so for everybody following along at home, it's like a light blue sundress with flowers embroidered on the bottom, and then it has like a really cute little purple bow tying at the top. So it's feeling like very summery, very chic, very lightweight, and really not something that we've seen in the American Girl collection so far. It also comes with these like little platform, I guess I would describe them as like woven sandals, slip-on sandals. And I think another thing I really enjoyed about this outfit is that she's wearing a matching bracelet, anklet, necklace trio. And then she also has a little woven bag that kind of ties the whole outfit together. So overall, really cute. It's also cute, I think, that her hair comes in like two little accent braids, which I obviously took out and then did give her a haircut at some point, but
Her outfit is adorable. I really love all of the accessories and thought that went into this outfit. Her hair is really throwing me for a loop. I feel like it looks very, very much like a wig. Like the hairline is so bizarre. And
it
she's
is bizarre
cute.
because she doesn't have a part.
She doesn't have a part, and like I think too, it's like the highlighted hair too, which just like sprouts from her roots, which looks very unnatural. But like, yeah,
Yes.
there are a few things a little strange about it. And the cover of her book also has her hair being like yellow.
Yeah, she's so blonde. I think that there might be something going on with like her skin tone as well. Like, I think she might be like maybe like not as fair as some of the other American girls, and so that with like her blonde hair, and she also has brown eyes, they kind of sort of maybe don't feel like the most natural combination.
I watched a TikTok recently about Ariana Grande's look and how it's low contrast, so it's jarring. You know, like with her blonde hair, her light eyebrows, and her like skin tone, it just there's something like a little off about that with this iteration of Ariana, and it's kind of giving that with Kaylee. I don't know, something is amiss.
Her
She's cute.
eyes are very like prominent because the hair and skin tone kind of like blend in.
Right. She's giving like Ramona Singer staring eyes.
But I feel like when I did take out her braids, and we can like look and see if we can tell on future pages, but like I don't think she really like had a part at all. Like I don't think that like it was even just like the style. Like I don't think that they created her with like a part that you
Huh.
could. But anyway, going into
Interesting.
the next page, this is where we start to have some fun.
Totally. We see Kaylee in her little wetsuit, which is purple and black. Really cute. She has her little boogie board with her, too. That is, I feel like, coordinating with her outfit. It's gray, but it has that purple in it, with the little strap and a stripe down the middle. And I like how this is set up. It's showing her at a beach, which I feel like for, you know, so many of the scenes that I'm familiar with in the catalog, it was always like set against like a beige like backdrop. So you're really leaving a lot to the imagination in the scenes of the catalogs. But here you're seeing her like on the beach in the sand, waves splashing behind her. And we also have to talk about Sandy the dog.
Yeah, S Sandy's really cute.
Sandy is so cute. What do you think he, what breed do you think he is? Is he a golden retriever? Is he
I feel like just based on like everything I know about her, she's a golden retriever.
a Sandy is really adorable. It reminds me of a beanie baby I used to have that I'm blanking on the name, but it was one of my faves growing up. And it had just like such a sweet face. It had that same like kind of sandy color. But what I love about Sandy is that it has a bandani. It has a nice little bandana. Couldn't resist. Has a cute little
Yes.
bandana that's like also purple and coordinating with Kaylee.
Can I tell you something so dark about this?
Yes.
I had everything here but Sandy the dog.
Oh my God, like every outfit.
I had we're gonna go on to the next page with where there's another outfit. I had every outfit. I don't know how that happened. I think it must have been, again, because we were there for
it?
my birthday and my grandparents were also there, that perhaps everybody was just like, okay, well, like you're getting Kaylee, and like maybe my parents were like, we'll get you one
Yeah.
outfit, and then like your grandparents will get you another one. I had everything on this spread except
Like
for Sandy.
boogie board included.
Boogie board, wetsuit,
Oh
the whole nine.
my God. That's fun.
I know, but it's
That's a fun
like so
collection.
random. Like it's so weird. It's just, especially because like I kind of stopped playing with American Girl like within a year after this, but
Yeah. You went out with a bang.
truly.
Tell us what's on the next page, Laura.
Okay, so on the next page, and also part of my collection for Kaylee, is a really cute two-piece bathing suit. It's a green, like a lime green color with a floral pattern. And the floral pattern's kind of like purple and white small flowers. And then she also has a snorkeling set. So she's got the little goggles with the snorkel and then the flippers. And then she has a camera to take pictures of tide pools. And I remember this specifically from the books. She has a little book around her wrist that's about tide pools that she came with for this outfit.
Cute.
So yeah. And like, I guess like now that I'm thinking of it, the snorkel set of like the bathing suit, the fins, like all this stuff, or maybe the bathing suit comes, oh no, the bathing suit comes with the wetsuit.
Oh
The
yeah, you could see it
snorkel.
like her wearing it in the other page. Like
Yeah,
just poking
so
out a little bit.
if you think about it, my parents were there, my grandparents were there, my aunt got the doll. Between the boogie board, the wetsuit bikini combo, and the snorkel set, we're talking like $60. So I guess like I kind of see like between my parents and my grandparents how I could have had all this stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's kind of funny to see an American Girl doll in a
It is. This is a cute bikini.
bikini.
I feel like this is giving
It's
kind of like
really cute.
a Gidget vibe.
Oh my God, yes. And she looks really cute with the snorkel on, and it kind of like takes away from her hair situation.
She does. I mean, I sort of feel like some of these things, like the snorkel and the boogie board, are sort of like American Girl bike, where it's like they're not going to use
Right.
it. Like,
Oh
so.
my God.
But yeah, kind of confirming what I was trying to remember earlier is that this like idea that she is maybe like environmental is now sort of standing out stronger to me, because I feel like she had this like plot line about like exploring tide pools and like marine biology and stuff. So I think that was kind
Cute.
of her thing.
I love that. I wonder if kids today still dream of being marine biologists.
I know, they made it seem so fun.
Right? I had so many friends growing up who dreamed of becoming marine biologists. I think
Yeah,
mostly for like the dolphin element of it.
I feel like there are just certain things that were like very visible at different times in our youths, and for some reason, dolphins were one of them.
I know, they really were.
Like the amount of
Dolphins.
pressure I put on my parents to like get some kind of like, because we'd like go on vacation to Florida and I'd be like, can we swim with the dolphins this year? And they'd be like, no, we're not doing that. And I'd be like, why? Like, I just wanted to so bad.
My God, that's funny. Yeah,
Yeah.
like I had such an affinity for dolphins, for manatees. I think too, like a lot of it was Lisa Frank inspired. Like those dolphins were everywhere with Lisa Frank in the like late 90s, early 2000s.
True. I also feel like the 90s was kind of like the peak of like SeaWorld culture.
Totally, before the backlash.
Because even Mary-Kate and Ashley did a video. I say video because like that's the medium I watched it in, but I guess it would be like episode of one of their like little shows was like filmed at SeaWorld, and they like got like to touch the orca and all that stuff, so
Wow. Honestly, I don't know if I'd want to touch one of them. Like, I don't know if I want to touch a whale or a dolphin at
I
this
don't,
point.
now I don't want anything to do with them.
Like,
At the time, though.
having to like feed it like a fish, even like when you have like the bucket of like fish to feed,
Oh, yeah.
that seems really gross to me.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not interested. But Kaylee, I'm sure, was interested, and perhaps we could even say that, like, that's why I was interested in her, was because, like, she had this plot line. But I don't know, Lindsay, out of her three looks that she kind of rocks here, for me, I think I vibe the most actually with her little snorkeling outfit.
I really love that, but I think her meat dress is my favorite of these outfits.
It is super cute.
She has a really good collection though. Like, we haven't like dove too far into the Girl of Today dolls, but we plan to, so get ready, everyone. But I feel like Kaylee is like a really solid offering that they had.
Yeah, I think for the second one that they've ever done, it's tough because it's like Lindsay was so great, but I don't think Lindsay had quite as many accessories.
I don't think so either. And I don't think they were like that exciting from what I remember. Like, she had the scooter, her outfits.
Laptop.
Yeah, like she was all right, but I feel like Kaylee is very intriguing.
Agreed. Yeah, I can see like why I was drawn to her maybe, but also what was kind of cool was when you and I went to the New York American Girl store a few years ago at this point, I remember distinctly there being like a setup of all the Girl of the Years from Lindsay to like present day. And that was really interesting because it was the first time I had really laid eyes on Kaylee since I had her.
Really?
Yeah, because I kind of feel like she's early enough in the Girl of the Year timeline where it wasn't so much of like a thing yet that I
Yeah.
think that maybe like to me like not that many people had her, but perhaps I'm mistaken. But I do think that she feels rare somehow. And it's kind of a bummer because I gave away, obviously, most of my American Girl stuff, but recently reacquired two of the dolls back from the people I gave them away to. But it was kind of like a weird scenario because I got a Kit doll back that doesn't belong to me, but ultimately I decided ethically I can keep it. But I was expecting to get the Kaylee back and I didn't. And you know, she's need of desperate TLC because I gave her a haircut. I don't
Yeah.
even know if there's a wig that could work for her though.
I see why so many of the dolls had bangs. It was more like a necessity choice, probably, because it's, I don't know. I think it's hard to do a bangless doll properly.
Yeah, well, I think Felicity, does Felicity have a part?
She has a part. I'm like honestly trying to remember what Felicity looked like because, as you know, I had to re-wig my Felicity. And before that, her hair was quite disastrous. I'm looking at the catalog now. And it's hard because the part isn't a true part. Like, the hair is parted, but it just looks like a line separating the sides of the hair.
Yeah, that's kind of how Kaylee's was. Like you couldn't really part it. Like you could divide it into those sections, but like it didn't like want to do that, if that makes
Yeah,
sense.
totally.
But
Ugh.
yeah, I can totally see why many of them had bangs, 100%.
Right? And Laura, going through this catalog is so interesting to me. This was a 2003 catalog, which a lot of this stuff is like very new to me. Never before seen outfits, dolls. I find this extremely fascinating and just taking a look through this catalog, there are truly frightening dolls in this catalog. Like, when people say like they're scared of dolls, I think they're referring to the Hopscotch Hill School dolls.
I don't know what they were thinking with these. I mean, it's sort of like what they ended up doing with Welly Wishers, but I think Welly Wishers are a bit more successful, like, because they seem to keep those around. But Hopscotch Hill was supposed to be like a class, like, base, it's like a school, like, and I think like it's supposed to be like, okay, like, because first graders are also starting school, because the tagline is like, they're starting school just like you. And so I think they wanted these to be sort of like the transitionary doll between Bitty Baby and American Girl. But like, interestingly, like, they're kind of a weird size. Like, they're smaller than Bitty Baby and American Girl.
The legs on these are like little, like spindly little legs. Like, did these stand up?
I think that they could. I don't know. Something about them looks like fairy-like. I don't know. Maybe it's just that one has that outfit that is like a fairy skirt. But yeah, there's like a learning component to them, I think, because they show them like always in a school environment. And everything about them and the way that they're describing them has to do with like school. So I really feel like this had something to do with like starting school as a kid and them wanting to have like some kind of transitionary object for that. But
I feel like
as
if we put these on our Instagram as like a standalone post, people would actually be frightened and would
I mean, like,
unfollow
I
us.
would love to know like who remembers them. I mean,
Right?
I remembered them only when I looked at a recent or like a catalog from this era and was like, "Holy shit, totally forgot."
Maybe we could tack it on to our Instagram post about Kaylee.
Or like a bonus post, like
Oh my God.
just looking at the vignettes of these, like the one of them playing hopscotch, literally. What were they doing? Like, this just, I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time like seeing the vision.
There's nothing behind the eyes, and the smirk expressions on all of their faces is just so sinister. Like looking at the back of the catalog too, like they show Hallie, who is the girl in the fairy skirt. She is dressed in this like purple butterfly sweater. She looks so She is just like terrifying to look at. I think this is really, I don't know. I'm curious if anyone listening has heard of these, has had these dolls.
Can I read you like the letter of intent from American Girl so we can like just hear a little bit about like what they envisioned?
Please.
So it says, "Dear parents, we are proud to introduce Hopscotch Hill School, a new line of early reader books, 16-inch dolls, and play sets designed for girls age 4 to 6. Perhaps your daughter is entering kindergarten or first grade. Maybe she's just starting to read on her own, but isn't quite ready for the American Girls collection. Created in partnership with educational and child development experts, this class full of friends will help your daughters build skills, confidence, enthusiasm she can call on for a lifetime." So I know that we've had people come on and say that, like, because to me this is like similar to Welly Wishers, and we've had people come on and say, like, actually, like, Welly Wishers were a great transitionary doll for my kid. And I can totally see that. But I kind of feel like, for me, like, when I was at the age range that they are saying American Girl might be too old for, like, the 4 to 6, because I got my first when I was 5, I don't know, like, I still enjoyed it. And my mom read me the books, and I was able to read them pretty shortly after that, but
And you know, I understand that the American Girl books aren't appropriate for younger readers, especially probably that 4 age range is a little early to be introducing some of those topics. But I feel like they could have just launched a great book series and not had these like creepy ass dolls attached to them. Like these are truly scary looking.
I would agree. I feel like, I mean, to see the little kid playing with one in one of the pictures, the only picture except for the first one of the girl and the doll. I guess like it doesn't look that crazy, but I don't know. I find that odd. It's because it's like when you go to American Girl expecting American Girl or Bitty Baby, and you get like this weird middle ground, and you're just sort of like, what?
Right. I feel like the Welly Wishers are such an improvement on this concept, which seems like this is what they turned into.
Yeah, I don't know how long these lasted for, but I have to think not long.
They're rare, I'm sure. I wonder if they're like still, if you could still like purchase them on eBay or something, or if they're like in existence, or I don't even know.
Well,
I'm curious.
when I look at Welly Wishers, I think the thing that makes me way more interested in them than Hopscotch Hill is that they've got the faces right.
Yes.
The faces do not scare me.
Right.
And like I don't know. I haven't seen this side by side with like a Hopscotch Hill, but it seems like the body proportions are also like a little bit more
Yeah.
reasonable.
Something about those legs like really irk me. Like
They're
seeing
really skinny.
they're so skinny. Like seeing them in like the hopscotch picture is just it gives me the creeps a little bit.
For some reason, they're giving like, you know those like Christmas stop motion movies?
Yes.
That's what they're
Yes.
giving.
Yeah, I agree. Those are terrifying as well.
Those hold a special place in my heart, but like they almost don't look like the reason why like that's acceptable is because you're like, oh, it's from the 70s or the 60s or whatever, and like this is not like it they don't look modern.
Yeah, it's like when we looked at like the dolls from our mom's era and they were all like a little askew. I think we need to have like a little palette cleanser and go back into the catalog and just see Kaylee again. I think we need to like end it on a note of like normalcy here.
Honestly, yeah, like I need to take myself out of that. I want to forget that it even existed.
We just detoured into a very strange land. And you know what? I just pulled Kaylee back up and she is gorgeous. I love her. Her hair looks great. Who cares about her roots? She looks phenomenal.
Right? Like it's like I have so much appreciation for her now.
Oh my goodness. Well, Laura, this has been so fun to hear more about your experience with your girl of today, Kaylee. And yeah, just dive into your collection a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks so much for letting me reminisce a bit. I haven't really thought this in depth about it in a while, and I'm definitely going to ask my mom some follow-up questions and hope she can answer. But yeah, this has been so fun, and thank you everybody for listening to our second installment of Girl of the Year. And we'll be back with more Girl of the Year in the near future. Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.